also back from Abay and Rava just to be able to be here. Baruch Hashem, it's so nice to see everyone. Thank you for that. Thank you. Got a private car to bring me back. So we are here. We are Parshas Shoftim. Right there in the beginning, it's speaking about Shoftim and Shoftim, and then it says Ki Pale Mimcha Dova, which means there's something that you are wondering about. La Mishpat, you don't know what the law is. Bein dam ledam, actually bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, bein nega lerega. You don't know. What's dam dam? What's one's tire? One's tame? Din din. You don't know what. What should you do? V'kamtov alisa elamokom asher yivchar Hashem elokecha bo. You should get up. You should go to the place that Hashem has chosen. What does it mean? Get up, go. Beis Hamikdash is on a mountain, as we know. So the Beis Hamikdash is there. Go to the Beis Hamikdash, because in the Beis Hamikdash you will find the answer. The Sanhedrin was there also in the Beis Hamikdash. He's going to tell you what to do. And then the pasuk says, "Al pi ha-Torah, asher yoirucha." Based on the Torah that he will instruct you, so shall you do. Ta'aseh loisasur min hadover asher yigidu l'cha yaminu smol, which means do not stray, do not turn, deviate, do not to disagree, I guess, from what he says, yaminu smol, left or right. This is a lav in this week's parasha. It's called the lav of Lois Sosser. This is the lav of going against the Chachamim. The Chinuch brings this lav. Tov Tzadi Vav, we gave it out for everyone. And it says the following thing. The beer of the mitzvah is Loi Lachloik Al Bale HaKabbalah. Do not disagree, argue. Go against those that the Bale Kabbalahs that have the Misaira, English word? Tradition. Thank you. Do not change from their words. This is the lav of Leisoser. It is very relevant. We're going to talk about if it's how relevant is it. It's a lav in this week's parish. It's relevant to the sugya we're learning, Sukkah of Hay. So it's a beautiful simen. It's good when you have crossover between what you're learning in one place and another. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending you a little smile over there. So you'll see how this is crossover to our sugya. The following thing. Says the Chinuch, what's the reason for this mitzvah? And he says the following thing. You know, many different people, many different opinions. Especially when it comes to Jews. Two Jews, three opinions. So if you're going to have that, you're not going to have 630 mitzvahs. You're going to have like thousands of, because every person's going to have, well, I think the mitzvah is saying this, and I think the mitzvah is saying that. So how do we have like one religion and everyone doing the same thing? At least we're trying to get it together. The way we do that is we have to have like someone who's going to have the authority to tell us like what we should do. Bottom line. And that is when there is something that has been accepted by the Chachamim. True, they're going to have a disagreement, but once they accept, once they decide what we should do, so then you have to accept that as practice. That's what he says. He says, because deyos bnei adam heim shoinim, different people have different opinions. So therefore, it's going to end up that no one's going to be the same in anything. That's the reason why we have a mitzvah, the din of lois sasser. A lot of people are going to have different interpretations. I think the Torah means this. Now listen to this amazing thing that he says on the bottom. Because the pasuk says, "Do not deviate from the say yamin usmal." Yamin usmal. Rashi brings down what Chazal say. I feel him. Oymar yamin shu smile. Even if he says on the right that it's left, sounds like he's like totally wrong. Saying on the right that it's left, still you listen to them. So there's a drash on this pasuk, which is a beautiful thing, a beautiful drash, which is as follows. Rabbi say, if you could all point to the right now, if you could do me a favor, those of you that are comfortable, point to the right, right. Let's all point to the right now. Right, we're pointing in different directions. Why? Because we have a different perspective. From my side of the room, it looks one way. From your side, it looks the other way. So you think, look, he doesn't know what he's talking about, right? Al smol shu yamin. Well, guess what? Because if you would see it from a different lens, from a different perspective, then you'd realize that maybe he's really right. That's one pshat. But that's not pashat pshat. For sure, pashat pshat is even if the Rebbe's wrong. Listen to this unbelievable thing that it's brought down over here. The Kitzur HaChinuch, he says the following thing. He says, look, it could be very possibly that the Chacham could be wrong. It's possible. It could happen. There's no one perfect. No one's perfect. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was not perfect. But if you would tell me, I think that Hashem meant when he said lo signov, I think he meant that you shouldn't steal when the person really is a good person, but a bad person you're not to steal from. That's what I think. And Moshe Rabbeinu would tell you that's not what the pasuk means. You can't steal from anybody. So he'd say, well, you know, I read in Robin Hood, it's really okay. I steal from the rich, I give to the poor, and that's really okay. It's not a problem. He says, well, Moshe Rabbeinu says, who's probably right? Who are you willing? If you had to make a bet, you had to take your chances. There's an off chance that it's possible that Moshe Rabbeinu will be wrong. Not in Torah's Moshe, but in general that he'll make a mistake, or Rabbi Kiva will make a mistake, or Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, or Moshe Feinstein. Is it possible for them to err? Yes, it's possible. But for you to think that it's wise for me to override their opinion because I think I know better, you're just going down a bad road. That's just a bad way to go. Think about percentage-wise. How many times that you had a machlekes with a Rav Moshe, are you right, and then he, or is he right?
What about Pinchas?
What about
Pinchas?
Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Akoyin, Heishev es Chamasi. So what about him?
Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the halacha, and he said this is the halacha.
Yeah, in a chanami. Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't a machlekes between Pinchas and Moshe Rabbeinu. If there'd be a machlekes, it would be a different story. Pinchas wasn't arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. If he would be arguing, he'd be in big trouble. But he didn't. So we don't argue. Over there is Nis'al Menenu Halacha from Moshe Rabbeinu. But when it comes to something that the Chacham said, even if you're certain that you're right, it's a slippery slope. Do not go there. We follow the Messiah, period. Now what Michal is bringing up, which is a very interesting shaila, is if I know that something is not true, so am I actually doing an Avera, or what's the nature of the Avera? Does he mean to say that because of Lo Sasser, therefore Lo Bashamayim He? What exactly does that mean? How to qualify that is very interesting, but I want to discuss something else. Now I'm going to get into some of the lumdas that will be discussed as follows. Who do we say Lo Sasser on? You can't deviate from what they said. If you just look at the Pasuk, who are we speaking about in the Pasuk? Which Chachamim? If you're very literal in the Pasuk, who are we talking about? Where were they? Where were the Chacham situated? What was the story? You don't know what to do. Where do you go? Anyone remember? Sanhedrin. Where? In the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Ramban, the Din of Lo Sasser is only relevant to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. We do not have Sanhedrin HaGadol today. So according to the Ramban, is the mitzvah of Lo Sasser relevant today, pretty much? No.
Ramban.
Pretty much? No. I'll show you where it is, but pretty much no. Or at least not to the current Rabbanim. Maybe in the spirit of the Torah, just like they say that you should listen to the Chacham of Yerusha, but being over on the Lav is only if you go against Sanhedrin HaGadol, and that's it. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. You're going to the Beis HaMikdash, choosing the Beis HaMikdash, Sanhedrin HaGadol. The Rambam seems to argue. The Rambam says, anytime you have Roiv Chachmei Yisrael get together and they agree about something, you go against them, you're over on Lo Sasser. The Sanhedrin HaGadol was Roiv Chachmei Yisrael. But you don't need to be Sanhedrin HaGadol. That's just one example. What happens if today the Chachmei Yisrael got together and decided that, what? Not to wear Tcheles. Not to wear Tcheles. What does that say? Yeah. If they decided not to wear Tcheles, you'd be over Lo Sasser according to the Rambam. You'd be over Lo Sasser.
According to the Ramban, if you had asked a psalm from a rabbi, you don't really have to listen.
So you will not be over on the Lav of Lo Sasser. Correct. Correct. This is one machlokes that we have, it seems, between the Rambam and the Ramban. There's another machlokes between the Rambam and Ramban, and you'll see how they're connected, as follows. The Rambam says, what are you over on Lo Sasser on? Says the Rambam, anything that the Chachamim said as far as their interpretation in a Pasuk, and you say, you know what? I don't think that's the interpretation of the Pasuk. Any drash, any halacha that they learn out of a Pasuk? Or any mitzvah midrabanan? So for example, what happens if the Chacham say, light candles in the middle of Kislev, otherwise known as Chanukah. And you say, I don't know about this thing. I don't think so. Nice. It's a nice idea, but Now I'm gonna pass on that one. You're over on Leisusser. Let's say the Chacham say, we don't want you to eat cheese with chicken. Well, the Pasuk says you're not allowed to eat cheese with meat. And they say, you know, we don't want cheese with chicken. I don't need that. Leisusser. The Rambam says, any midrabbanan, it seems like, the Rabbanan that they enact, you're going to be over on the lav of Leisusser. And the Rambam says, absolutely not. Leisusser is only when the Chachomim are giving a halacha that they're learning out from the psukim. In other words, there are certain halachas that are mefurish in the pasuk. For example, person's not allowed to steal. It says they're mefurish in the Torah. There are certain halachas that doesn't say mefurish. For example, shchita. Shchita is very complicated. A lot of that, or other halachas, Shabbos, Malachas of Shabbos, thank you very much. Perfect. Malachas of Shabbos doesn't say, it just speaks about Lesevar Oesh. The Chachamim learned from their, with their tremendous wisdom and insight, that this is what the Torah means. If you come and say that's not what the Torah means, then you're over on Leisusser. But if the Chachamim say we're going to make something up on our own, you're not over on Leisusser. Hold on. So let's get it straight. Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam says, anytime the Chachamim say anything, even if it's a new halacha that they are creating, original, making up, you're over on Leisusser. The Ramban says you are only over on Leisusser if they're coming to give you a pshat in the pasuk, in the Torah. Now, maybe if the Chachamim came and make a derabbanan, you should listen to them, but you're not over on the lav Leisusser.
And even that's just a Sanhedrin.
What?
Even that.
So that's why it's going to be just the Sanhedrin. We'll see in a second. Yeah.
So
hold on. Yeah.
Are there like examples specifically, like where it doesn't come from the Torah? Like,
yeah, yeah. Hanukkah. Hanukkah is not from the Torah. They made it up. What? Purim. Hanukkah. Milk and chicken. Milk and meat is deraisa. Milk and chicken. Milk and chicken is a little closer because it's coming off of a deraisa, right? They're extending a deraisa. Hanukkah they just made up, right? Yeah.
According to the Ramban, if somebody nowadays decides not to light a menorah on Hanukkah.
Right. According to the Ramban, if someone decides not to light a menorah on Hanukkah, he's not over on a lav d'oraisa. According to the Rambam, you're over on a d'oraisa. What's the d'oraisa you're over? Leisusser. According to the Ramban, you're over on a d'rabbanan.
But it was made originally by Sanhedrin.
No, but again, he says, unless it is coming to give you an interpretation in a pasuk. According to the Ramban, you could be over on Leisusser today, which is what Baruch is pointing out. How are you over Leisusser today? To reject a drasha that the Chacham said 1,000 years ago, and they darshined that how do you know that that is the Isra Melechah Shabbos, it's learned from the Mishkan, and you say, I don't accept that drasha, over Leisusser. But only if it's something that is connected to the Torah and the Ramban proves it. I'm going to show you how the Ramban proves it with a compelling proof. Before I do, I think these Ramban and Rambam are Lishitasim. Hold on one more second. Let me just get this. Okay, you ready? I think it's Lishitasim. In other words, the Chachamim today decide that you shouldn't wear tcheles. Okay, that's what they decide. All Reb Chaim Kanievsky and the other Rabbanim that are anti the Tcheles movement get up and they say, no Tcheles. And it's Roiv Chachomenu. If it happens, it's not happening yet. Hasn't happened yet. Akopanim, let's say it happens. Are they Sanhedrin Agadol? No. Is it a Takonas Chachomim? Yes. So according to the Rambam, any Takonas Chachomim that comes up, you have to listen to it. The Rambam says, so anytime you have Rav Chachmei Yisrael, it doesn't have to be the Sanhedrin. But according to the Ramban, nowadays, no one's making new interpretations into Psukim. So the only time there are interpretations in Psukim is the time of Sanhedrin. So then nowadays, the Chachomim now cannot be affecting at all the dinim of Leisusser. Leisusser will only be what happened back then. Nothing that happened right now. Yes, Rabbi Kalora.
Chicken and milk expand to the Ramban. Ramban, it's Daraisa will be, or still?
No, it's still Darabana. L'chayra, it's still L'chayra, it's still Darabana. In the simplest.
Like Hanukkah or Purim.
What?
It's not like Hanukkah and Purim. So
it's not identical, right? So let's for our purposes, let's assume that that's a Darabana. Some people can say not like that, but I want to tell you what the Ramban's kasha is. You ready? Yes, awesome kasha. What's the halacha, my friends, if you don't know if you're chayv to do something mid-di-oy-raisa? You have a suffik di-oy-raisa. You don't know. What do? You go l'kula or l'chumra? Suffik di-oy-raisa, l'chumra. That's the halacha. You have a suffik if you have a, you're chayv in a di-oy-raisa or not, you go l'chumra. What happens if you have a suffik di-rabanan? Suffik di-rabanan, l'kula. Says the Ramban, beautiful. Ask the Ramban on the Rambam. Hold on a second. If a person doesn't know if he lit candles on Hanukkah, he's a suffik. So let's say he lit them, he didn't know if there's enough oil, maybe it wasn't enough, because so he doesn't know. Maybe. So what should he do? What do you say?
Don't light again.
What?
Don't light again.
Why not? Suffik Dirabanan Lakula. But you, Rambam, said that every Dirabanan is also Diraisa, because if you don't listen to the Chachamim, you're Oiver. Laisasur. So every Dirabanan is a Diraisa. So how could you tell me that? A Suffik Dirabanan Lakula. Suffik Diraisa Lakhumra. If every Dirabanan is really a Diraisa, it's the same thing. This is the Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam. In essence, you're telling me that every Dirabanan is really a Diraisa. And the Rambam says that. The Rambam says, how do you make the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvoseh v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. Baruch atah Hashem asher kiddushanu b'mitzvoseh v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. Where is you with v'tzivanu? You know what the Rambam says? V'tzivanu? Leisaser. Leisaser. In other words, this is a mitzvah d'araisa. So if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so then ask the Ramban, so how do you ever have a din of suffik d'rabanan l'kula? A beautiful kasha.
Even nowadays, when the Chacham say something, that means also d'oraisa.
Yes, yes, yes. And if Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky would get up with the support of Roiv Chachmei Yisrael and say something, you'd have a yesu l'sasa. This is the kasha. Kasha of the Ramban. You ready for the teretz, my friends? Zokt. The Lechem Mishnah, and he brings from the Kriya Sefer. He says a Tifa Vart. He says, okay, there's different Nuschos exactly how to say it. I'm going to say the way that I think he says it over there. The Chachamim have the ability to tone down their Isser. In other words, if the Chachamim would say to you the following thing, they would say to you, look, if you understand that you should be lighting Ner Chanukah, if you know you should be lighting Ner Chanukah, then we want you to light. But if you don't know, then we're not making you chayv. In other words, the Chachomim put into every mitzvah derabanan a clause. What's the clause? The clause is misafek, you're not chayv. It almost sounds as if what the Mishnah is saying is, it's not just suffik dirabanan lekula. It's almost like they said suffik dirabanan, you're not chayv. You're not chayv suffik dirabanan. There's an asivus which says something very similar. What happens if a person is over on a suffik dirabanan b'shoyge? He finds out, oops, I was over on a suffik dirabanan. Does he have to bring a korban? Does he have to do tshuva? Did he do anything wrong? It's b'shaygeg. Says the Nesivos, no, suffik d'rabanan, the pshat is, you're not over. Because the Chachom made a clause in the way that they, because they don't want to make that, no, it's enough that we're making someone listen to us. If he doesn't know if he's chayev, we're gonna give him a pass. They wanted him, they intentionally made
he's not
that.
Over, but he still did something, or yeah, did do something. Over.
What?
It's not a suffix. It's not a b'shogeg. He did the wrong thing. B'shogeg. He maybe didn't mean to, but it's not.
So, in other words, it could be the Chacham were saying only if you know you're supposed to listen, then you have to listen. We're gonna try to like tweak it a little bit more, okay? In a second. So, If that's true, if that's true, so the Chachamim are saying, fine. So it comes up, this machloikis comes up in the following place. The Mishnah tells us, shluchei mitzvah, peturim min hasukkah. What's an example of shluchei mitzvah? Rashi brings three of them. Tzholech lilmoy toira, according to the gear so we have, there's another gear so lamitar, likabel pnei rabboi, and v'yin shvuyim. Frek, the same for mitzvah eisen and other achroinim also. He asks, lilmoy toira is a mitzvah diaraisa. Pidyon shvuyim is a mitzvah diaraisa. I got it. But likabel pnei rabboi is a mitzvah midrabbanon. So how could you tell me a mitzvah derabbanon is going to patter you from a mitzvah d'oraisa? It says that a person is going to go see to receive his rebbe on the regel, he doesn't have to sit in a sukkah. Because oisek b'mitzvah patter ben a mitzvah. But how could that be? It's a mitzvah derabbanon. How could a mitzvah derabbanon patter you from a mitzvah d'oraisa? Likabel pnei rabboi is only derabbanon. And it's a sukkah is a d'oraisa. So there's many different terutzim as far as, is it really only a derabbanon likabel pnei rabboi? Maybe there's a d'oraisa element to it. Because maybe it's included in Kavod Rabbi, which is the Araisa, maybe it's included in Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro, the Rabbis Tamid Chachomim, but Mitzvah Eisen assumes it's the Rabbanon. Comes the Achronim and say a very simple teretz. Sure, it's a Rabbanon, but every Rabbanon is a Araisa. What is it? Leisasser. That's only according to the Rambam. And Achanami, according to the Rambam, we're going to come out that every Rabbanon is really the Araisa. But according to the Ramban, every Dirabbanon is a Dirabbanon. So then, the Chayra, you're going to have a different Eretz. So it would appear to us, my friends, that the Rambam is more Chamor than the Ramban when it comes to Dirabbanons. Because the Rambam says when you're over on a Dirabbanon, you really end up being over on a Diaraisa. But I want to ask you a very interesting question. Why do we have to listen to the Chachamim? Why do we have to listen to the Chachamim? In other words, the Chacham said, light near Chanukah. Okay, it's a nice suggestion. I'll keep it in mind. Do I have to listen? Why? Tell me why. Where does the Torah say so? The Torah doesn't say Chanukah. Chacham made that up. What? Who said, where does it say listen to the Chacham? Well, there's one pasuk right here, Lo Sasser. This pasuk lo sasser, but that's only according to who? The Rambam. So according to the Rambam, I understand why I have to listen to the Chachamim. I get it. And that's what the Rambam says. You know what the bracha is? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam. Asher kiddushanu mitzvaysa v'tzivanu l'anuk ner shel Chanukah tzivanu b'loy sasser. But that's only the Rambam. According to the Ramban, I got a question. Why do I have to listen to the Chachamim?
Because it's the Mesorah. It's passed down.
Like the
Chamakila are we have Zaki Mamre,
which tells you that you can't. It's a svara? We have other
examples. We have by Zaki Mamre,
you know that you have to listen to the
Chum
because if you listen to the
Zaki
Mamre, you're
going to
be. So that's also another source
you have to listen to. That's Zaki Mamre, he's being chaylik on Loisasar. But over here, I'm talking about they're enacting a Tzakana Derabbanan. Let me ask you another question, my friends. Does a cotton have to do mitzvahs? Shragi, does a kohen have to do mitzvahs? Ah, at what age does he have to start doing mitzvahs? Seven. What? Why is he chayav mitzvahs at the age of seven? He doesn't have real das. For example, in sukkah, it's kohen shein atzorach le'imoy, so he's not like really developed, but he has some das. So what's machayav of him now? Midrabbanan of what?
There is no chayav on
oh, that's a whole machlokes rishonim. It's a chiv on the father, a chiv on the kid.
What?
Oh, so the mitzvah chinuch might be a mitzvah derabbanan. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Slow your horses, Sam. Listen to me for a second. It's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos whether mitzvah chinuch is on the father or on the son. So Sammy says, if the mitzvah is on the father, the kid doesn't have a chiv. The kid's 7 years old. You can't give him a chiv. He's not chayv in any mitzvah midiraisa, and he's not chayv in any mitzvah midrabbanan. He's just the father's got to do it on him. But if you hold that a katan is chayv mitzvah chinuch, frektor b'ruvein resolves the kasha. How is he chayv? He's not chayiv in any mitzvahs. The Chum said, okay, we're making you chayiv, but why do I have to listen to the Chum? Don't tell me lo sasser. Why not?
Because he's young.
Because he's not doing either. He's a katan. He's a katan. He doesn't do anything. So we're going to see over here a major yesite. This we're going to close. A major yesite. I ask you a question. There's a fundamental difference between what's called an iser gavra and called an iser cheftza. Iser gavra, iser cheftza. Iser gavra is, for example, don't eat on Yom Kippur. Is the food, is there anything intrinsically wrong with the food? No. Tainus tzibur is iser gavra. There's something called an iser cheftza. What? Chazir is iser cheftza. This thing is got, like, it's got tuma in it. The iser lois sasser is an iser gavra. You should not be, should not deviate. The chachamim come along, and the chachamim say, you know what? Not only you can't eat chazir, but you also can't eat
cheese and chicken.
Basar v'chalav is iser chefza. What about oif and chalav? Is that iser chefza or iser gavra? According to the Rambam, I'd like to humbly suggest iser gavra. Because what's the iser in the end? What's really motivating? What's pushing us here? Loisasser. Loisasser is a gavra. What's pushing me to light Hanukkah? Loisasser. What's pushing me to not eat Basar v'chalav? Loisasser. What's pushing me to do all these things is Loisasser. Everything is all under the umbrella of Loisasser. That's Isser Gavra. That's all Gavra. The Ramban is going to tell us, the Chachamim have the ability to create an Isser Cheftza, and it's not based on Loisasser. They're creating a new Isser. They can create a new Isser that wasn't there beforehand. It's a new halacha. According to the Rambam, every halacha has to be linked back to Loisasser. Every midrabanan is really Loisasser. And therefore, if you ask, according to the Rambam, there's 613 mitzvahs and that's it. Says the Ramban, apparently the Chachamim have the ability to create new mitzvahs. Those are mitzvahs midrabanan. Oh, so the Torah is what this is what Reuven says, if I remember correctly. The Torah in Loisasser tells us we're giving the Chachamim the ability to be koiveya mitzvahs and averus. Included in that is making new mitzvahs. It's a new mitzvah. So where is it said? It's not said in the Bible, but the Chachamim can create a new mitzvah. And why do I have to do it? Because the Chachamim said I have to do it.
That's only Sanhedrin ago, though, again. Because the whole pasuk is only talking about Sanhedrin ago.
So you have to say there's two dinim over here. He's asking a good kasha. It's a good kasha. So say this is a second din, which is Noivea from over there. L'chayr.
We learned that too from Sasser.
Yeah, in Al-Khanami. Right. No, it's not from the lav of Loi Sasser. You're not over the lav of Loi Sasser. You've created a new lav. A new Isser has been created. That Loi Sasser is not, is what Loi Sasser is giving them is it's giving them a license. Aside for the fact that you have to listen to them, it's giving them now the ability to create new mitzvahs. These mitzvahs they're creating are derabanan, but there's a new mitzvah here. This is the mitzvah of Aif B'chalav. This is now a mitzvah which exists as an iser cheftza. So therefore, according to this, if a person eats oif b'chalav by accident, is he going to be, according to this, if a person eats oif b'chalav by accident, was he over on an iser? Yes, because iser cheftza. There's an iser cheftza. According to the Rambam, he says, look, the holy is really like Sasser, so the Chachamim can tell you, according to the Loi Sasser, we want to tone down the Yisra over here, and it's not called to being over in Loi Sasser, because if I don't know that I'm going against you, is that called going against you? No, because I it's not that I was arguing with you, it's not that I was ignoring you, I didn't know you said it, therefore it's not Loi Sasser. But if you say that the Chachamim have the ability to create a new Yisra, They're creating an Isser. So, for example, a katan. Katan doesn't have any mitzvahs. Guess what? We can create mitzvahs. We're putting a mitzvah on a katan. We're creating a new mitzvah, and the katan now has a mitzvah. It becomes a bar chiyuv. So what we're saying is the following thing. But this we're going to close, Rabbi, so I don't keep anyone. Leisasser is telling us two things. There's a lav in Leisasser, but it's also it's vesting in the Chachamim the ability to create new mitzvahs. It's giving them the ability that they can now do something new. And it's not that you're going to be over the lav Leisasser. What I'm seeing over here is the Chachamim have the ability to create. They're creating a new lav or a new Isser. What?
Rabban himself said you didn't have to. You're not over on Leisasser if you argue with something that the Rabbanim made up on their own. Only if you argue on a drush.
Right.
Something
you're not over on the lav.
So that they made up on their
you're
own.
Not over on the lav. You're not over on the lav. What we're seeing is the lav itself is only when is only on the Sanhedrin. But what we see in the lav is that it was given over to the Chachamim, the koyach, to be able to create new mitzvahs and averas. So therefore they created new mitzvah and aver. Therefore they created this mitzvah. Is it the lav of Leisasser? No. It's not the lav of Leisasser. It's a new mitzvah. Mitzvah midrabanan. Where did it come from? From the Chachamim. Who gave them the right? The Torah said, you can create your own mitzvahs. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Create your own mitzvah. And they did it. Is it connected to Leisasser? No. So it comes out that in a certain way, the Ramban is more chomer, I'll explain. According to the Rambam, you're over on a d'oraisa every time you're over on a d'rabbanan. So in that way, Rambam says, wow, every d'rabbanan is really a d'oraisa, that's heavy. On the other hand, it's only an Isser Gavra, because Loisasser is an Isser Gavra. According to the Ramban, you're not over on Loisasser. You're not going to be over on the Lav Loisasser. So it's not as heavy. But I've created an intrinsic Isser. The Chachamim made this Usser. It's Usser. That's it. Whether you know about it, you don't know about it, it now became also the Chum created a new Isser. That reality was given to them the ability to do, and therefore they did that. Okay, my friends, that's it for tonight.